as we come into the sitting this afternoon, get yourself nicely grounded, whether sitting or standing. For afternoon, I don't really recommend lying down. I'm quite likely to fall asleep, which is great for naps, but not for meditation. So just checking into your posture that you feel nicely grounded. And that you have those skillful, wise, and kindly intentions for your day today alive in the front of your mind. We're carrying on in our day today, exploring the three characteristics, dipping our toe into the waters of these ideas, of these simple realities of life. And so we have a poem that will lead us into our practice, another watery poem. And water is such a great metaphor for flow, for things being impermanent. It's a great metaphor for when things get disturbed, turbulent in our hearts and minds. And it's a great metaphor for how things are conditioned. So we have all three characteristics. Sometimes the waters are muddy because there's been a storm. Those are the conditions. Sometimes waters are clear and calm, sometimes not, all coming out of a multitude of causes and conditions. So too in our lives, the inner weather, the outer weather. And so this poem by Mary Oliver really, I feel, connects to that third characteristic of not self, or as Thich Nhat Hanh called it, interbeing. So just listening to, I'm just going to read you the first bit of this actually long poem. I'm just reading your first bit. And the poem is called At the River Clarion. I don't know who God is exactly, but I'll tell you this. I was sitting in the river named Clarion on a water splash stone, and all afternoon I listened to the voices of the river talking. Whenever the water struck a stone, it had something to say, and the water itself, and even the mosses trailing under the water. And slowly, very slowly, it became clear to me what they were saying. Said the river, I am part of holiness. And I too, said the stone. And I too, whispered the moss beneath the water. I'd been to the river before a few times. Don't blame the river that nothing happened quickly. You don't hear such voices in an hour or a day. You don't hear them at all if selfhood has stuffed your ears. And it's difficult to hear anything anyway through all the traffic, the ambition. Through all the traffic, the ambition, that creating of a separate self. An invitation to be part of the river, to be fluid like the river. And so holding in mind now, if you will, in your mind's eye, an image of a river, one you know, or you've seen pictures of. Let this river be a pretty calm river, gently flowing. And as you notice the flow of the water. You can feel into your own body, the breathing. Connect with that. As you notice too, that the river has banks, however they may be, you can visualize or sense into them. The banks of the water river contain the water. So too, our bodies are a container. Can we sense into our own bodies as the banks of the river? And feeling into body and breathing and letting all experiences come and go and flow like the river. Pushing nothing away, letting all be welcome. That everything that arises, it too is holy. It too is welcome. Little eddies of thought and emotion, strong body sensations will arise, like little eddies in the water, in the river. The river receives, the river lets go. Letting it all be welcome, letting it all come and go. Can we let go of the traffic in the mind, in the heart? All that ambition to be someone, to to distinguish ourselves. And just be a part of the river. At any point, if you're feeling swept away by currents of thought and emotion, really ground back into the felt sense of body. Perhaps using the image of the river, the banks of the river, the flowing waters calmly, clearly flowing. And just let things move through. The sounds, the thoughts, the emotions, Notice their changing nature. Notice how they're conditioned. Not all of who I am. Letting go of any stress of clinging to any experience, any sense of self.